Well, I am honored and humbled every time I stand up here. And I'm just so thankful this morning. I believe that God has just given me a word this morning that hopefully will encourage you as it has me. And we walk out of here just knowing that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. So I was thinking and praying about, you know, just what to share today. I never want to share anything that God isn't showing me or that God doesn't want me to share, right? So I was thinking just about the past few years, and I couldn't help but think about how this whole pandemic just snuck up on us a little like this. Right? We're like, what is going on? What's happening? And so I thought about that, and I just thought, you know, we've really come a long way. And I just started singing this. Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. Come a long way. But life is like this, ups and downs, and everything is always changing. So I'm sure we've had a few moments like this. Right? What is going on? But nonetheless, we get up, we get on the grind, we keep moving, and we just keep on running. And then, of course, Pastor does a message starting 2022, a message to remind us to not run in the wrong direction. And no matter where you are, if you're sitting in this building or if you're watching online or even watching later, I hope that you can ultimately say these words. Come on. You're still standing like a living father. You're a true survivor. You're still here. Yep. Still standing. That's right. All this time. Come on. Can you say, I'm still standing? I'm still standing, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing. No matter what you've been through, you could have gone through hell the past couple years, but you are still standing. We've been through hurt, we've been through doubt, we've been through frustration, but you're still standing. Some of us have encountered losses, we've encountered heartache, we've encountered doubts and hurts, but you're still standing. God still has a plan. God still has a purpose for your life. And you're still standing. You're still here. You're still standing. Can you say, I'm still standing? Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for this moment. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, every single one of us, God. We know that you're working it out. And we thank you, God, that we're still here. We're still standing. And you still are God. You still have a purpose. Speak through your servant today in Jesus' name, amen. So if you haven't figured it out, our message today is I'm still standing. As I began to pray and this song just dropped in my heart for some reason and I began to cry to, you know, Elton John singing I'm still standing. I knew that there was something there that I had to dissect and knew God was trying to tell me something. So I just want to share three things with you this morning that will help you to continue to stand. And the first thing is that we have to stand on solid ground. In Matthew 7, 24 through 27, it says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Like a person who builds a house on a solid rock, though the rain comes and the torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey, it is foolish. Like a person who builds a house on sand, when the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse like a mighty crash. So what do we know about this illustration that Jesus is using? He's referring to the people who hear his teaching. So he's not referring to those that haven't heard. He's referring to every single person that has heard his word. So we know that both types of people have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. But one set chose to build their house on a solid rock, and the other set chose to build their house on sand. Both sets of people are experiencing the same life circumstances, yet yielding different results. And isn't that how it is? Two people can have cancer. One person could be miserable and just complaining and mad all the time. And yet the same circumstance on a different person who has cancer could have faith and find peace and find joy in that situation. Two people can be raising a family. One person could be frustrated with everything that has to be done, with running their kids all over the place, and there's always something to do. There's always dishes in the sink, and I can't seem to catch up on anything. And the other person can have a family as well, but find joy in each situation and find the happiness and find the encouragement in raising a family. And yeah, there's dishes in the sink. Okay, it'll be all right. Two people can be in a worship service. One person could stand there with their arms crossed, the music's going, I ain't raising my hand. I ain't doing that. I don't even care if he tells me to raise my hand. I am not raising my hand. Forget about singing. I'm not doing it, right? And then the next person, they could be sitting right next to each other, can be like all out, raising their hands, singing on the top of their lungs, sensing the Holy Spirit, sensing that God wants to do something in their life. Same situation, two different results. Have you ever heard the saying that when you go through storms, that's when your true character is revealed? So how can we have that type of character, strength, and grit that God wants us to have? By obeying his teaching. He says, those who listen to my teaching and follow it are wise. So he says, by obeying, we're actually building our house on a strong foundation. We're building our lives on a solid foundation when we obey and stand strong. I've been to the beach. I'm sure right now it would be nice to be at a beach, right? But if you ever go with the Crossetts, they're the initiators of building some pretty cool sandcastles. And so I've been able to watch, you know, just these sandcastles. Last time we went, we built a couch and a whole sand TV. It was kind of fun, you know. So I'm sitting on the couch watching everybody in the water. But what happens when the tide comes in? The house is gone. That sandcastle is gone because it wasn't built on a solid foundation. See, I don't want to be gone when the storms come. I want to remain standing on the foundation of Jesus. And I do that by obeying as much as my human soul can his word. The problem is you don't see the foundation when the house is built. You see out the outside, you might see some Christmas lights, some nice flowers, you know, it looks nice. But when that storm comes, you know if a house was built on a solid foundation. Because the foundation is invisible, just like it is in a lot of our lives. We don't know what somebody's foundation is on until that storm comes. Are they standing on solid foundation or are they gone? That's why we have to keep obeying God's word and standing strong on his foundation. In James 1:22, it says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself walk away and you forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for it. If you do what it says and not forget what you heard, God will bless you for it. When we build our life on a solid foundation, when we obey his word, God blesses you for keeping obedience to him. You see, our beliefs will determine how we behave, how we believe. We're all here. We're all hearing God's word. When we believe the word of God, that determines how we behave in life. It determines our actions. It determines what we do. So when we want to obey God's word, that determines our every step that we take in life. In Matthew 24:13, it says, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. We have to stand strong. We have to stand on a firm foundation so that when the trials and the winds and the rain comes, you can say, I'm still standing. How do we do that? We obey God's word. The second thing is we have to remember that trials stretch and grow us. Trials stretch and grow you. In James 1:2-4, it says, dear brothers and sisters, When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. And then in verse 12, it says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterwards, they will receive a crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Every storm that we face can make us bitter, or it can make us better. It can give us a headache, or it can give us a lesson. It can make us pitiful, or it can allow progress in our life. What are you going to choose with the trials that you're facing? You see, God created us to grow and to flourish and to learn from what's happening around us. I thought about the disciples. They were able to walk with Jesus physically, right? But they were far from perfect. They were a far from perfect bunch of guys. But what they did was they continued to learn. They continued to grow. In every situation that they were in, they would ask Jesus, like, what happened? Why did you say that? What was going on there? They were learning all the time from the things that they were facing. And that's how God created us. We should be learning all the time and basing what we're going off of on the gospel of Jesus and reading and growing through everything that we go through. In Psalm 92, it says, my eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the godly will flourish like a palm tree and grow strong like the cedar of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, the Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him. You see, the godly are compared to two types of trees in this passage. And throughout the Bible, there's many comparisons to trees as you continue to read it. I think because our human minds can somewhat wrap ourself around that concept of a tree, right? And so palm trees, let's talk about them. They can withstand hurricanes. There's some in some wind. They're extremely flexible. They're designed to withstand inclement weather, particularly high wind. That's why you often see palm trees living in beaches. Palm trees live in hurricane zones because they can live in such places. When I read that, they live in hurricane zones because they can live in such places, I just felt a nudge from the Holy Spirit that you are placed where you are supposed to be because you can live in such a place. So many times we try to run from the very place where God has put us, but wherever you go, there you are. You're placed here for such a time as this, for a reason in this season, because you can, with God's help, handle whatever it is that you're facing. So even when a palm tree is knocked down by a storm, and it does happen, most palms have the ability to grow new roots directly from their down trunks. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. I don't know if you can see it on the palm, but the roots go down and wide. And so that's its root system. It's wide and very deep. And when strong winds come, the palm tree's root system is not weakened, but it's actually strengthened by the storms. So when the wind blows hard on a palm tree, the roots stretch and grow stronger. And you are compared to that palm tree. So whatever it is that you're facing, you are designed to stretch and grow stronger. It might be windy, but you're growing, you're stretching, and you're withstanding the storm. And then the other type of tree is the cedar of Lebanon, and they are symbols of power and longevity. It's an aromatic, durable wood. It says that it was highly desirable for building in the Iron Age of Israel. These trees can attain a height of 100 feet, and the trunk may reach 6 feet in diameter. Compared to the trees of Israel, the cedar is indeed a mighty tree, and it's highly praised in Scripture. And they're comparing us, the writer's comparing us to the cedar of Lebanon. And what that means is you have power within you. You have longevity. Are you in it for the long haul? Because that's what the cedar of Lebanon represents, power and longevity. you can keep standing strong. You can keep relying on the wisdom and the Holy Spirit to guide you and to help you through whatever it is that you're going through. You have longevity inside of you. You are a cedar of Lebanon. And when you reflect over the events of your life, remember that the storms that you have encountered have only made you stronger. You might not have seen it when you're going through it. Hardly any of us do, right? But when you get out on the other side, you're like, wait, I'm stronger now. I'm a little wiser. You're more alive. You're headed for victory. Your brightest days are ahead of you. Don't get stuck in the trials and the disappointments that you miss the blessing that's ahead. So many times we're just stuck there. We're like, yeah, it's really bad. It's so bad. Yeah, life is just bad, right? And we're just stuck. Well, this happened and that happened and everything's just happening all at once. And we're so stuck there that we can't even get out of that place to see the blessing that God has in front of us. Disappointment is a place we pass through, not a place that we stay. Will we get disappointed? Yes. Will we go through it? Yes. We all know that, but we can't stay there. It's just a passing through. I've used this before, but it's just what comes to my mind, that God will close a door and he'll open another door, but it's hell in the hallway. It's tough sometimes. There's trials, there's winds, there's storms, but they're meant to grow us. They're meant to stretch us. They're meant to make us wiser and see God in everything. We can't stay in the hallway if we continually want to go forward to where God has us. We can't stay there. It's just we're passing through. Yes, the winds came, the rain came, the storm was crazy, but you're not to stay there forever. You have to keep moving. You have to keep walking forward. Remember that with God on your side, you will flourish like a palm tree. You will be strong and in it for the long haul like a cedar of Lebanon. Continue to stand and grow from the storms of life. And the last thing is we need faith to stand no matter what. Faith to stand. In Acts 14, I read this. Every time I read it, I get choked up. And it's just, you might read it and be like, why is this touching you the way it is? I don't know. It's just, it really gripped my heart this week. So it says in verse 8, while they were at Lystra, Paul and Barnabas came upon a man with crippled feet. He had been that way from birth, so he had never walked. He was sitting and listening as Paul preached. Looking straight at him, Paul realized that he had faith to be healed. So Paul called to him in a loud voice, "Stand up!" And the man jumped up to his feet and started walking. So let's look at the city. Lystra may have been the first city in which the apostles preached directly to the Gentiles. So they had never heard this gospel. And they weren't even in the synagogues, which were they had to go, the temples and the synagogues, to hear the gospel preached. They were out on the streets. So this was the first city where this was kind of happening, this movement. And here we have this man. It says the man was crippled. It didn't say that he was a beggar. It didn't say that he was out there, you know, asking for money or for food or for help or anything like that. It just says that he was a cripple. So not only could he not walk, the Bible says that he never walked a day in his life. He was like that from birth. He had never walked. So this was all he knew, was sitting, watching, and listening. Sitting, watching, and listening. So as Paul was preaching this message, this man was so intent in listening to him speak that he locked eyes with Paul, not in a weird way, but in a way that such the Holy Spirit had just gave Paul discernment for him to see that this man had faith to be healed. So Paul saw something in his eyes. So this man was sitting, listening, and watching. And he was in the crowd. And so I wonder, as he was sitting, listening, and watching, and he locked eyes with Paul, he's thinking, he's hearing things like, wait, I don't have to live this way anymore. I can be healed. There's a God that can save me. There's a God that loves me. There's a God that has more for me. I'm just sitting, listening, and watching, but wait, there's more? He realized that his life didn't have to be what it always was. So Paul called out in a loud voice, get yourself a Paul that encourages the faith that they see in you, right? So he called out in a loud voice, which tells me he wasn't close to Paul. He wasn't like sitting right, you know, close to him. He was a distance away that Paul had to yell, stand up, because he saw the faith in the man's eyes. So Paul said, stand up. And the man got up and he started walking. Now I picture how this would look. And in my mind, knowing this man had never walked, knowing he had never stepped a foot. I don't know if you've ever seen a video of a baby giraffe being born where they're kind of like, right? I don't know if that happened. He could have done that, or he could have just like jumped up and just started like, you know, dancing down the street. I don't know. But when I read that, I do know he had faith to stand. He had faith to be healed. He had faith to stand and move on. He had faith to stand and not stay where he was. So many times we just sit and we watch and we listen. We sit and we watch and we listen. This is what I knew. This is who I am. This is all I've ever known. But he had faith in his eyes to stand and say, wait, God has more for me. So Paul drew that out. He said, go ahead, stand up. It's already there. Your healing is already there. You just have to stand and walk forward. Don't stay where you are. God is saying there's so much more. Have faith to stand. Even when it's hard, have faith to stand. It only takes a mustard seed of faith. That's it. That's all it takes. This little mustard seed grows into a 3-foot, 6-foot bush, right? Really thriving 30 feet. Think about that. So a little mustard seed of faith, that's what we need. We need our seed to grow, and then we need our seed to go. And God is calling you to stand up. You don't have to live in this spot anymore. He's called you into the next season. He's called you into a purpose. Have faith to stand up. In Isaiah 7, verse 9, it says, if you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. So stand firm in your faith. Let's stand on solid ground. Let's obey his word. Build our life on a solid foundation. Let's continue to stand in the trials. Let them grow you. Let them stretch you. Let them make you stronger. And have faith to stand. There's more. God has a purpose. God has a plan. Don't stay where you are. Continue to walk into God's purpose for your life. I thought of this song, and this one is a Christian song. I thought, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. No other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Can you say I'm still standing today? Amen. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this moment. I thank you that you've allowed us to continue to grow and to be stretched by your word. God, we thank you for the grace to move forward. We thank you for the grace to stand. And God, I pray for faith and healing over every single person here. We thank you for who you are in our lives. Help us to still stand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, give her a hand this morning. That's a great word. You're still standing. You are still standing. Amen. Amen. Hey, that was a great word. We're so glad you were here today. Thursday night, Prophet Hector Santos is going to be with us here in the house, 7 p.m. Thursday night. We want you all to come out. It's going to be every time he comes, it's a great, great night. God bless you so much. Thanks for being with us today. Those of you that are at home, God bless you. Thanks for being with us online today. And one last important thing. Go Bills. Love you guys.